Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 81, verses 10 and 11. For it was I, the Lord your God, who rescued you from the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it with good things. But no, my people wouldn't listen. Israel did not want me around. We probably all know the feeling when someone doesn't want us around. It's painful. For some reason, they don't come out with it plainly and clearly, but we get the clear impression that we are not welcome. However, it's much more tragic when people decide that they don't want God around, and that's how the psalmist described Israel. He was the God who'd led them out of slavery in Egypt. He was nothing less than their God of salvation, but time and again they rejected him and refused to listen to him. We're not just talking about ancient history. We're describing our society today. The majority of people totally ignore God. They don't want him around because they think he'll spoil their fun. They're concerned that they'll lose their freedom. However, we need to take every opportunity to inform people that actually he is the God who wants to fill their lives with good things. As the psalmist put it in Psalm 84, verse 11, the Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right. Far from spoiling our fun, God's desire is to complete our enjoyment of life. Far from limiting our freedom, God enables us to find true freedom for the first time. The key to receiving God's blessing is listening. Israel's refusal to listen to God was at the heart of their downfall. God is kind and merciful, and as soon as we listen to him, he's able to bless us. Listening is much more than simply hearing. The listening that we need to do is all about giving God our full attention and showing our willingness to turn his words into action. When we listen like that, it's like opening our mouths wide, and when we do, God is then able to fill us with good things. So let me ask you a question. Why do we often find it hard to listen to God? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, our Father, we thank you that you're always looking for an opportunity to bless us. Help us to listen hard to your voice and to be willing to turn your words into action. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.